Imagine waking up tomorrow to newspaper headlines declaring another 137,000 people escaped extreme poverty yesterday. You'd never see this, yet it's been happening daily for decades. In Enlightenment Now, Steven Pinker reveals a startling truth. Life is dramatically better for most humans than at any point in history, despite what your newsfeed suggests. Our psychological wiring betrays us. We evolved to notice threats, not improvements. A single terrorist attack captures our attention while decades of declining violence go unnoticed. The media amplifies this bias. Planes landing safely don't make headlines. Crashes do. Even intellectuals often adopt reflexive pessimism, seeing optimism as naive. This progress phobia isn't just a mood disorder. It distorts our understanding of reality and undermines effective problem solving. When we believe things are getting worse, despite evidence to the contrary, we may abandon approaches that are actually working or succumb to fatalism. The alternative isn't blind optimism, but conditional optimism, recognizing that progress happens through human choices guided by reason, science, and humanism. Understanding how far we've come provides the foundation for addressing the very real challenges that remain. For most of human history, half of all children died before adulthood, and the average lifespan was just 30 years. Disease, famine, and infection were constant threats. Then came what historians call the Great Escape. Life expectancy has more than doubled globally. Child mortality has plummeted from 43% to under 4%. Maternal death rates have collapsed. Smallpox, which killed hundreds of millions, has been eradicated. Even today's poorest countries have longer lifespans than the richest nations a century ago. This transformation came through clean water preventing cholera, vaccines conquering diseases like polio, and antibiotics turning fatal infections into treatable conditions. Public health measures from hand washing to food safety prevented countless deaths. These improvements required scientific research, public health infrastructure, and government action beyond market forces. Smallpox eradication demanded coordinated global vaccination, while clean water systems needed public investment. As infectious diseases decline, chronic conditions have become more prominent. Yet progress continues, with falling heart disease rates and improving cancer survival. 2 centuries ago, 90% of humanity lived in extreme poverty on less than $2 per day. Today, it's less than 10%, the fastest poverty reduction in human history. This transformation began with the Industrial Revolution and has accelerated globally. The global economy has grown more than 100-fold since 1800, while population increased only 7-fold, making the average person today dramatically wealthier than their ancestors. Countries like China, South Korea, and India have achieved growth rates that lifted hundreds of millions from poverty within a single generation. Global inequality has actually decreased in recent decades, as poorer countries have grown faster than rich ones. This economic miracle was driven by market economies enabling specialization in trade, technological innovation increasing productivity, the rule of law creating investment opportunities, and improvements in education and health creating more productive workforces. Economic growth translates to more food on tables, more children in schools, more medicines in clinics, and fewer children in factories, women in drudgery, or elderly in destitution. Remember when rivers caught fire and smog choked major cities? In 1969, Cleveland's Cuyahoga River burst into flames. Today, it supports fish and recreation. Los Angeles, once synonymous with smog, now has dramatically cleaner air despite population growth. As countries industrialize, pollution typically increases, then decreases as they grow wealthier and implement environmental protections, the environmental Kuznets curve. Air and water quality have improved significantly in developed countries since the 1970s alongside economic growth. Resource depletion fears have proven overblown. predictions about running out of minerals and fuels have failed as exploration, efficiency improvements, and substitution expanded supplies. Population growth concerns have moderated naturally as societies become more educated and affluent, with fertility rates declining when people, especially women, gain more education and opportunities. Climate change presents a more complex challenge, requiring technological innovation, policy reform, and international cooperation. Yet there are reasons for conditional optimism. Renewable energy costs have fallen dramatically, carbon intensity is declining in many economies, and carbon-free technologies continue advancing. The path forward requires neither apocalyptic pessimism nor complacent denial, but applying reason, science, and human welfare to environmental challenges. We live in the most peaceful era in human history. Despite headlines about terrorism and mass shootings, the evidence is clear. No major powers have warred since 1945, European homicide rates have fallen 30-fold since the Middle Ages, and colonial conquest has transformed from celebrated practice to universal condemnation. This transformation stems from several factors: effective states reduced private vendettas and tribal warfare, commerce created incentives for cooperation, literacy and mass communication fostered empathy, and democratic governance established peaceful dispute resolution. Violence hasn't disappeared. Civil wars devastate countries like Syria and Yemen, terrorism creates disproportionate fear, and criminal violence persists in many regions. Progress could reverse if peace-supporting institutions weaken. Nevertheless, the trend is unmistakable. The same Enlightenment values that improved health and wealth have promoted peace by encouraging empathy, creating effective governance, and providing nonviolent conflict resolution methods. Throughout history, people lived under despotic rule or chaotic disorder. Democracy provides an alternative that maintains order while protecting individual rights and enabling peaceful power transfers. In 1800, virtually no country qualified as a democracy by modern standards. Today, over half the world's countries are democratic, with about two-thirds of the global population living in at least partly democratic nations. The benefits extend beyond political freedom. Democracies rarely war with each other, experience fewer civil wars and genocides, and suffer fewer famines as governments must prevent mass starvation. They typically deliver better education, health care, and environmental protection. Yet democracy remains imperfect. Many democracies face corruption, polarization, and money's influence in politics. Some backslide toward authoritarianism or maintain democratic forms while undermining democratic substance through media control or electoral manipulation. These challenges underscore the need for stronger democratic institutions, independent courts, free press, vibrant civil society, and constitutional protections for minority rights. Democracy's advance represents both a political and moral change. Recognizing that governments derive their just powers from citizen consent, all citizens deserve equal political rights, and peaceful power transfers are preferable to violence. The Enlightenment values of reason, science, and humanism remain our best guides for addressing 21st century challenges. Though humans aren't perfectly rational, scientific practices like peer review and democratic institutions help overcome our limitations. Science strengthens reason through systematic reality testing, while integration with humanities provides deeper insights into human nature. Humanism supplies the moral framework, prioritizing well-being and evaluating beliefs based on their effects rather than tradition. These values offer a balanced vision, neither naively optimistic nor pessimistic, suggesting human problems can be solved through knowledge, reason, and goodwill, while acknowledging complexity. Progress isn't inevitable, but requires choices guided by these principles. By recommitting to reason, science, and humanism, we can continue humanity's journey toward greater health, wealth, peace, freedom, and fulfillment.